When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Ghana Cedi lost 3.88% in value to the US dollar last week on the spot market, increasing its year-to-date depreciation to 21.20%. This follows the strengthening of the US dollar and renewed local corporate foreign exchange demand. More in this report.
The local unit started this week unchanged, selling at 15 cedis 70 pesos at the Forex bureaus. The U.S. Federal Reserve signaled just a single policy rate cut this year, contrary to market expectations of two cuts. This grip on monetary policy sent the American greenback index soaring about 100 basis points week on week, leaving the cedi reeling against the major trading currencies. The local currency also shed 2.4% against the British pound and 2.8% to the euro last week. However, the government of Ghana and its official creditors had agreed on a debt rework. This will pave way for Ghana to receive a disbursement of $360 million, contingent on approval by the IMF board at the meeting scheduled for June 28. But analysts believe this will support foreign exchange buffers, improve FX liquidity, and help stabilize the weakening cedi in the near term. Meanwhile, this week, the local unit is expected to trade sideways due to the strengthening dollar and the prevailing foreign exchange demand.
A Business Desk report. Now, a Deputy Minister for Local Government, Decentralization and Rural Development, Vincent Ekwasifwa, has attributed the recent marginal reduction in Ghana's multidimensional poverty rate to government's policy interventions. Mr. Sifwa, however, believes there is more work to be done to totally eliminate the menace. He was speaking at the launch of the National Multidimensional Poverty Report here in Accra.
Our multidimensional poverty was 45.6%. I'm happy to note that as a result of pragmatic policies and interventions, the 2021 population and housing census data indicates that our multidimensional poverty is hovering around 24.3%. This clearly demonstrates that the interventions rolled out are making an impact, and the incidence of poverty is also reducing. However, I wish to state that there's more room for improvement.
Vincent Ekwasifwa is the Deputy Minister for Local Government, Decentralization and Rural Development. Meanwhile, Ghana's intensity of multidimensional poverty hits 43.8%. This indicates that poverty is still high among the poor across the 16 regions and 261 districts nationwide. Economist Professor Patrick Esumein has advised government to start looking beyond the second review of the IMF program after the Bretton Woods Institution sets June 28 for the board to consider Ghana's program assessment. He is of the view that government will pass the second review and receive a third tranche funding of $360 million, hence the need to start working on future targets.
I generally don't expect that there will be any impediment. I expect the IMF board to approve, because when they issued the staff level agreement back in April, I think the only condition they put before the staff level agreement go to the board for approval was the MOU of the official creditor committee, our private bilateral creditors. And since the government says that it has the MOU, I don't expect that there should be any glitches. I expect that the IMF board will approve, and then subsequently the next tranche should be released.
And Naomi Odonko know that too well, and I in for the haul. Now, their satisfaction stems from the fact that they are making an impact on the future generation. Today, on the Joy Business Van, we track the journey of Kedland International School, which is barely a year old. Enjoy.
Young Johnny.
The Odonkos are on a mission to raise a generation of creative thinkers. They started Kedland International School barely a year ago with the aim of transforming the way education is delivered in Ghana. Michael and Naomi were determined to provide quality education when they conceived the idea of starting a school. With time, they're beginning to appreciate what goes into that.
There were some of the things we did not anticipate, because we feel that if you have a good environment, you're able to poach teachers from the best of schools, kids will just come. But kids are not just coming. So that means that in addition to the resources, the funds you've put in, you still have to be putting in more to keep the place running. Camera is working 24/7. The ACs are on 24/7. Water, we give our kids only water from the dispensers. They have to buy water, have to buy light, have to keep the place clean and all that.
The couple has had to make huge investments, having moved the school from their home where they started to a new facility. They are not in a place where they can make profit yet.
For me, I look at the output rather than the numbers. Even though we are looking for numbers, we started with what? 7. One left, one traveled outside, 6. Now we are almost 30. Time goes on, I mean, we are grateful. At least the numbers are increasing.
Facilities at Kedland International School include state-of-the-art classrooms which are equipped with modern teaching tools and technology to facilitate effective learning, cameras in every classroom to provide visibility to parents, a sick bay with trained staff to attend to the pupils' medical needs, a cafeteria, outdoor play areas, outdoor spaces for relaxation and social activities, security systems to ensure the safety of pupils and staff, and a well-stocked reading room to encourage reading. The school also runs an after-school program which takes the burden of parents who may be busy in the office.
People are working, they close at 5 o'clock, they don't have anybody, but they are safe. Once their kids are here, they are safe, nothing is happening to them.
We look at the hustle of being in a hurry, driving.
Corporates.
You know, once the school closes and you're not there, as a mother, it sets you into a panic mood.
Exactly.
You don't know whether your child is eating. You don't know how he or she is being taken care of. And you're in a hurry to come and pick your kid. So we have those who do after-school care, take care of your child, will feed, will bath, will help do homework. Anytime you close, come and pick your child.
Providing exceptional care comes with much cost for the couple who are fairly new in the business.
Our biggest challenge is funding. Our biggest challenge, again, is funding. Funding because you have to put in more money day in, day out.
Yeah.
You have to pay teachers, you have to do busing, you have to do all that. And the revenue you are getting doesn't match up to.
Michael and Naomi do not expect to break even until after 10 years. Meantime, they continue to strategize to grow the school by improving on the brand.
We are building a brand in the minds of the people, and we hope that we'll be able to warm our way into their hearts such that when it comes to school, the first name that will come to your mind is Kedland, particularly if you are in this area. And our numbers gives us an impression that probably positive word of mouth testimony is playing out for us. So we have people who are telling others about the good things we are doing, for which reason they are coming.
The couple are poised to invest in human resource and provide a learning environment where students are inspired to reach their full potential and equipped with the knowledge and skills to navigate a complex world.
We believe that we will have a very good position in the minds of people, and we'll churn out children who will become nation leaders.
It's not been an easy road, but Michael and Naomi are determined to succeed on this project.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.